A study co-authored by climate scientist James Hansen late October predicts that the Earth is warming more rapidly than initially forecasted. Hansen and his 17 co-authors warned that the Earth's temperatures could rise 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels before the end of the decade. Initially, experts did not expect warming to reach this threshold until between 2030 and 2052. The action steps laid out in the paper urge change at an institutional level, but not a single school in the Minnesota Association of Independent Schools lists a sustainability or climate statement on their websites. Without a public policy or commitment to curb the effects of a warming planet, how can the school hold itself accountable to contribute to a solution and not worsen the impacts? Hansen currently directs the Earth Institute at Columbia University and gave climate change political attention on a global scale in 1988 with a statement to the U.S. Senate. With decades of climate research under his belt, Hansen's urgent caution might elicit fear. But this new information provides an opportunity to facilitate substantial change in such a key moment. What would a climate statement include? Universities across the state set an excellent example of what pledging to sustainability could look like. The University of Minnesota Office of Sustainability commits to reaching carbon neutrality at the Twin Cities campus by 2050. The office's policy, first developed nearly two decades ago by the Board of Regents, states, "Sustainability is a continuous effort integrating environmental, social, and economic goals through design, planning, and operational organization to meet current needs without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. The university is committed to incorporating sustainability into its teaching, research, and outreach, and the operations that support them." Between 2008 and 2020, the university achieved a 51% decrease in greenhouse gas emissions. The university primarily attributed this milestone to significant operational changes on campus. On the sustainability page of its website, St. Olaf College claims to support the City of Northfield's commitment to reach carbon neutrality by 2040. The college hosts an environmental sustainability committee that discusses sustainability best practices and encourages climate action on campus. The website explains that the St. Olaf dining experience centers local and sustainable food sourcing. It also contextualizes water use on campus, building design, and energy use in the framework of sustainability. Changes on the institutional level could be implemented here, too. Solar panels mounted on the Goodrich and Randolph campus roofs would supply clean energy. The school could take steps to source electricity from renewable energy sources. Commitment to offset carbon emissions would reduce the school's carbon footprint. We could exchange the lights used on campus for more energy-efficient ones. More environmentally friendly HVAC systems could be used. On the leadership section of the school's website, a set of goals titled the Strategic Plan breaks down six initiatives that guide SPA's future. From exploring entrepreneurship to planning for SPA's financial future, the guide seems to cover topics that the school deems important. The plan does not cover sustainability or climate change. 80% of Minnesotans turn to higher education institutions for guidance on solutions to climate change, according to a 2022 survey by the U of M's College of Food, Agricultural, and Natural Resource Sciences and Climate Adaptation Partnership. Climate solutions produced by colleges and universities are not enough, though. In creating a climate statement, the school could not only curb its own emissions, but send the message to peer schools that sustainability should be a central value to members of MAIS. With abundant financial resources, the school has the privilege to implement change. An institutional commitment would promote responsible climate action to students, Minnesotans, and peer schools. It is time for the school to take a stance.